And we've been talking about how the Trump presidency, now in its fourth day, is being felt around the U.S. What about around the world? After that inaugural address in which Trump pledged to rewrite U.S. foreign policy. We're joined now via Skype by Nicholas Burns, a professor of diplomacy at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. He was U.S. ambassador to NATO and U.S. undersecretary of state for political affairs under President George W. Bush. Professor Burns, welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jeremy.
And let's listen to something that President Trump said in his inaugural address. He was talking about how he's going to be America first. Here it is.
We will seek friendship and goodwill with the nations of the world, but we do so with the understanding that it is the right of all nations to put their own interests first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow.
What did you make of that statement?
Every country puts its own interests first. That's axiomatic in international politics. No one disagrees with that. The question is, how can a country, the global leader like the United States, be most effective in the world? And I think what troubled many people, including myself, about the inaugural speech, it was so dark. It was very much protectionist. It gave, I think, a lot of people the thought that the United States would turn inward and not be the leader that we've been for the last 70 years. And so I think the challenge for President Trump is to take his belief that we ought to look first at American interests, and of course we should, how to make that happen in a globalized world where so many of our jobs are dependent on trade, where we are linked around the world in a global economy. You can't reverse history. So I think that's going to be his fundamental challenge.
Well, let's talk about some of the places around the world where we've heard some reaction, not just to the inaugural address, but to the Trump election. The German vice chancellor said Germany should prepare for a rough ride with President Trump and said Trump's election was the result of a bad radicalization. It doesn't seem like Germany is very happy with this transition.
There's a lot of concern in Europe. Europe, of course, is closely tied to the U.S. through the NATO alliance. We have been since the close of the Second World War. And during the campaign and during the transition, and even since then, during the weekend, we've seen a lot of hostile rhetoric from President Trump and his advisors about Germany, about Chancellor Angela Merkel, who's the strongest leader on the continent. Some think the closest friend the United States has in the world today. And the Europeans are nervous that somehow President Trump is going to be more focused on improving his relationship with Vladimir Putin and Russia and not as focused on helping the Europeans contend with the rise of right-wing populism in Europe. There are three big elections this year in the Netherlands, France, and Germany. So I think that's an early issue to watch.
We're also seeing countries like Germany talk about how they may be able to fill the void if the United States pulls back and operates in a more isolationist way. Do you see that happening, a country like Germany stepping in and being the global leader on a number of issues?
That's been the early reaction over the last week. The world is accustomed to the United States playing the leadership role. If, in fact, President Trump, and we don't know this for sure, is going to weaken American engagement in the world, turn us in a protectionist direction, close our borders to whole groups of people, like he threatened to do during the campaign, Muslims, then I think you're going to see the Europeans, the West Europeans, our democratic allies, begin to think about how they may have to manage on their own. You may also see China try to fill the void left by the United States. Xi Jinping was in Davos last week. He proclaimed himself the defender of free markets, the defender of trade, the defender of climate change, because anticipating that Donald Trump would begin in a negative position on those issues. So we're looking at possibly a big change in international politics, and I fear a loss of American influence in the world if, in fact, we turn in a protectionist, nationalistic, narrow direction.
What about Israel? What do you think of the fact that one of the first things that the Trump team has been talking about is moving the embassy, the U.S. embassy, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which would probably anger a lot of people in the Arab world?
Well, President Trump's inaugural speech and in fact, his election is very much welcome in Israel by the Israeli government. Prime Minister Netanyahu had a famously difficult relationship with President Obama. If the Trump administration moves in the next few weeks or months to move the United States embassy I think there'll be a furious reaction in the Arab world. It would be a great mistake. Since 1948, every American president has maintained that the future of Jerusalem has to be decided by the Israelis and Palestinians together, that we would not have our embassy in Jerusalem to prejudge those negotiations. It will harm U.S. credibility if we do it. I fear it could engender greater instability in the Middle East. I served in our American consulate in Jerusalem. I know how sensitive this is. I think it would be extremely unwise for President Trump to take this decision.
One more question, Nick Burns. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, is coming to visit Trump in Washington later this week. She'll be the first foreign leader to meet with Trump as president. What do you think they'll be discussing?
Well, first, I think it's very positive that President Trump decided to meet first with Theresa May. Britain's one of our closest allies in the world, along with Canada and Mexico. I think he'll be seeing the Canadian and Mexican leaders soon as well. So this is a good start in terms of how you prioritize meetings. You want to meet with your allies and friends before you meet with Putin. The British are in a difficult position because the British people voted 52-48 to leave the European Union. Theresa May announced in Parliament last week that she'll now put forward a plan to actually leave negotiations with the EU over the next 2 years. Britain is looking for a free trade agreement with the United States. It's looking for a maintenance of its special relationship. And I hope and expect that they'll hear positive things from President Trump.
That's Nick Burns, a professor of diplomacy at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. He was former U.S. ambassador to NATO and former U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs under President George W. Bush. Nick Burns, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.